we've got a situation here with the Secretary of State who will not engage with us in any constructive way at all. And I think we feel very frustrated about that, and I'm sure parents do too.
But Michael Gove says he's driving up standards.
Every policy that Michael Gove is doing is actually having the reverse effect. I think what we're angry about is not just our pay and our conditions and the pension issue, which we are very angry about, but we're also angry about what this Secretary of State is doing to the education of our children. It feels like he's putting a wrecking ball through state education. And if nobody else stands up for it, you know, we're the ones who have to do that.
So the strike goes ahead. What do you say to parents out there today who will be very, very angry and say this is teachers again causing problems?
I have every sympathy with parents, and a number of our members are parents, obviously, as well. But the blame for this strike lays very clearly with the Secretary of State for Education. We've given three clear things that he can do that will avoid the strike action. So it's really the ball's in his court, and he has to step up to the mark now and act like a sensible politician who's prepared to engage with the teaching profession to resolve this dispute. We want nothing more than this dispute to be resolved.